Hey, good evening, everyone. The topic of my devotion this evening is The Weary World Rejoices, and it's taken from a line in the hymn that we just sung. We just celebrated Christmas yesterday, and to much of the world, the Christmas season is a time of many festivities. Many companies shut for the year. Many families and friends gather together for feasting and merrymaking. Many gifts are exchanged. But as the weary heathen world rejoices, much of the rejoicing is short-lived, for the Christmas holidays will soon end, and the turn of the year will bring back the wearisome stresses of work, housework, and schoolwork. Even retiring can be tiring, as many retirees fret over ailing bodies, falling cash reserves, or figure out how to pass time. But while the weary heathen world rejoices briefly during Christmas, the weary Christian world rejoices eternally because of Christmas. For on Christmas Day, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, while Pastor has preached from this passage on Sunday, this evening I would like to share how the birth of Christ causes us to rejoice in the light of our weariness. And I pray that each Christmas will rekindle in all of us much hope and rejoicing that will last for eternity. Now, to see why we are both weary and rejoicing, let's look at the year in review and eternity in preview. We have come to the last week of the year, and as the year draws to a close, it is timely to reflect on the year gone by and look forward to the things ahead. At the start of the year, our cost of living went up with GST raised to 8% from 1st January and will go up further to 9% come 1st January 2024. So you have a few days left to shop before things get more expensive. And throughout the year, prices increased as inflation hit the highest in decades and COE prices broke new record highs, with Cat B vehicles crossing 150,000 in October. Also on 3rd Jan this year, Singapore officially repealed Section 377A, which criminalizes gay sex, a landmark win for homosexual rights and a concern for many religious groups. In January too, we saw a phenomenal rise of generative AI, with ChatGPT crossing 100 million monthly active users. This makes it the fastest growing app in history and also threatens many white-collar jobs once thought to be more secure. Now, you can probably already do 30% of my job at work and perhaps write a prayer meeting devotion faster and better than me. Gen AI can already digest all of John Calvin's teachings and write a new sermon in his style. Perhaps in a not too distant future, we will have a lifelike avatar of John Calvin conducting virtual seminars at ERBC or even Spurgeon, giving our prayer meeting devotions virtually. Now, the potential for artificial intelligence to replace human jobs is immense, and one can scarcely imagine what jobs our kids and grandkids will be left with. And then in February, Turkey was struck with the fifth deadliest earthquake in the 21st century. The earthquake killed almost 60,000 people and left 1.5 million homeless. And in March, we witnessed the third largest banking failure in the US when Silicon Valley Bank collapsed along with two other banks. And within weeks, Credit Suisse, which was the second largest bank in Switzerland, also collapsed. So much for being a global wealth hub trusted by the rich and mighty. Many investors in Singapore who held onto Credit Suisse AT1 bonds also lost tons of money. So you can't even bank on banks for your future. And still on financial losses, 2023 was also a record year for scams, and our newspapers are replete with examples of people who have lost their entire life savings to scammers and fraudsters using malware. Breaches have never been more uncertain in this day and age, and hackers can wipe out our bank accounts in minutes. And then in July, political scandals stole the headlines with a high-profile corruption case and extramarital affairs at both the ruling party and opposition camp. Things became a tad more positive when Singaporeans headed to the polls to elect the widely popular Tharman as president in September. But as soon as October came, news broke that Hamas infiltrated Israel, killing over 1,000 people and taking away 240 hostages. This swiftly led to the Israel-Hamas war that has created a humanitarian crisis, with 70% of the Gaza population now homeless and struggling with basic necessities. And this is on top of the Russia-Ukraine war that is still ongoing. On the environmental front, 2023 will be the hottest in recorded history after an extraordinarily hot November became the sixth record-breaking month in a row. With global temperatures smashing new records, our Antarctic sea ice has melted to new lows and raised sea levels to new highs. Now, what this means for Singapore: around a third of Singapore is less than 5 meters above sea level, and within this century, sea levels are projected to rise by 1 meter. During high tide and storm surges, sea levels could rise by 4 to 5 meters and pose a threat to our low-lying areas. And in case we think that we won't see this threat materialize in our lifetime, this is how East Coast Park looked in January this year, with virtually the entire beach underwater. Hence, our government has intensified efforts to make plans to mitigate this, the most recent announcement being Long Island, 800 hectares or about 1,000 football fields of reclaimed land off East Coast to protect our shorelines. And of course, not wanting to miss out on the year-end festivities, COVID is making its second resurgence this year in December, just to remind us that it is very much alive and mutating. So after all that we have been through this year, are there reasons why we are weary? Definitely many. The news of war, homosexuality, corruption, and adultery point to man's fallen state, where we struggle daily with our fellow man and inner man because of sin. The news of job insecurity, financial firms collapsing, retrenchments, rampant scams, and fraud taking place point to our lost state. And despite the transient nature of the material world, many in the world today continue to spend their lifetimes chasing after wealth and career success that can be so easily taken away. The news of earthquakes, global warming, and floods remind us of our helpless state. Man has made a mess of the world he was instructed to tend and keep. And instead of subduing the earth and bringing it under control, the earth is getting out of control, and man is increasingly powerless against the increasingly violent forces of nature. The news of COVID resurgence reminds us of our mortal state, that we are susceptible to illness and death. And the sum of all this is our weary state. For as Paul says in Romans 8, the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain because of the curse of sin. Christians and non-Christians alike have suffered because of the curse of sin since the fall. And 6,000 years of man's rule has brought us ever closer to self-destruction. Now, don't we just yearn to be part of a new world order? Don't we all want to cry out with the Apostle John in the closing verses of Revelation, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus"? And so we get a thrill of hope, and the weary Christian world rejoices on Christmas Day because we are reminded that the Savior of the world has come and will come again as he has promised. Jesus Christ is God's solution to our broken state. The Bible describes him in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wonderful because through his birth, life, death, and resurrection, we can be restored to our perfect state. He is wonderful because, as his name suggests, he will be the Savior of the world. Jesus, or Yeshua in Hebrew, means God saves. And we see this clearly in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, when the angel told Joseph, Mary shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Our salvation was his calling. Next, Counselor, because Jesus is the very Word of God. He is the Word made flesh, as we see in John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word full of grace and truth, the Word that is a light, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our paths. The Word that will lead us to an enlightened state and eternal life. Now contrast this to the world that will lead us to a lost state and infernal life. Thirdly, the Mighty God, because Jesus has creating and controlling power over all things. John 1:2 says, All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And Paul says in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, In him we live and move and have our being. Now the first Adam made a mess of the world. The last Adam will set things right and create a new heaven and new earth where we will live and reign with him forever in our empowered state. And this brings me to the next name of Jesus, the Everlasting Father. The goodness and counsel and rule of Jesus are not transient, but will last forever in a new heaven and new earth. And in this new place, our mortal bodies will give way to immortal bodies. And we will no longer suffer from the physical ailments, diseases, and decay of our mortal state. Lastly, the Prince of Peace. Now, if you have a Lord and Savior who is wonderful, an eminent counselor who gives you the best direction and advice, a mighty God who wields all the power of the universe and will prevail against any foe, an everlasting Father who will love and protect you for eternity, you can be sure that you will rest easy in a peaceful state. No matter what life throws at you, you can throw it to Christ, because he has asked you to cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. The God of the universe cares for you. And notice that all these titles of Jesus are not meaningful without us. If Jesus was the only being in the whole universe, who will wonder at his works and being? Who will he counsel? Who will he rule and preside over? Who will he be a father to? Who will he make peace with or give peace to? Jesus has come for us. The Savior has come to deliver us from the curse of sin and this broken world, to be restored to a relationship with him and to live with him forever in a perfect state. And that is the cause for the weary Christian world to rejoice. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we rejoice in the true season for the season, let us remember our friends and loved ones in the weary world, in their fallen, lost, helpless, and mortal state. Will you help just one weary friend or loved one rejoice next Christmas? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the best Christmas gift that we could ever ask for. The gift of a wonderful Savior, our Counselor, our Mighty God, our Everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace. We thank you for this gift that we do not deserve. For how could the Son of God come down from heaven's glory to be born in a lowly manger? And how could the King of Kings wear a crown of thorns and be crucified for our sake. Such love, so amazing, so divine, demands our soul, our life, our all. And so while our Lord tarries, help us to repeat this wondrous story, that more in this weary world will rejoice in the salvation wrought by our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.